He is Robin Leach. He is Jada Markin. This is Car Keys.
And as you will shortly hear on this week's show, Jay is back from Europe and Belgium and wherever else he went, and he's going to start off by telling us what's going on in the European automobile scene. So go ahead, Jay.
So, yeah, like you said, I just got back. And, well, I think, you know, having gone back more frequently in the last couple of months now, I haven't seen as many changes as I did last time, but a couple new electric vehicles that I saw on a Volkswagen dealership lot there, and two names that I had no idea what they were. One is a Cupra, and the other one was an ENIAC. And so I had to look them up, and both are based on Volkswagen ID.3 and ID.4 platforms. Volkswagen's new electric vehicles. The Cupra is a new, the new sporty electric brand on the Seat side. Seat is the Spanish.
And as you will shortly hear on this week's show,
Volkswagen,
Jay is back from Europe
that Volkswagen
and Belgium and wherever else he went, and he's going to start off by telling us what's going on in the European automobile
scene. That does bear Skoda brand, which, like you said, I just got back, and car manufacturer.
Well, I think,
that,
you know, having gone back and bought, I think, in the last couple of months. Now,
so they're all these two electric vehicles are part of
any
the Volkswagen
I did last time, but
a couple new electric vehicles.
You know, Volkswagen has the intention of
Volkswagen
passing
Tesla
a lot there,
biggest electric car manufacturer.
Two names that I had
in the next
no idea what they were.
Obviously, they're going to use all of their brands to achieve
Cupra.
That. We might not see all of them here.
And the other
West,
one was an
ENIAC.
You
have the Volkswagen.
So I had to look them up.
Porsche's
and
here,
both are based on
in the
Volkswagen
other parts of the world. We're
going to
see
platforms,
Cupras,
ENIACs,
Volkswagen's
new electric vehicles.
Anyway, that's
Cupra
just,
is
that
a
new
bit.
The new sporty
another
electric
car
brand,
that's making a huge
on the Seat side.
And a car that we will be getting shortly,
subsidiary
the Hyundai
Ioniq
5,
Volkswagen
bought
Hyundai
small
70s or 80s.
And Skoda
electric vehicle.
It looks
the ENIAC
cool.
Is a
Robin, I'm sure
is a small SUV.
You've seen pictures of it.
That does bear the Skoda
doing
brand,
very
which
well
is
in Europe.
Czech,
and I guess we can expect it to do as well.
Car
here.
Manufacturer that Volkswagen bought. I
but
think
the highlight of my trip when I went back to Belgium was
so
going
all
to the Nürburgring.
These two electric vehicles are part of the
famous
Volkswagen
racetrack
group.
In the Eiffel.
It just
you know, Volkswagen has the intention
of
passing
Germany.
Tesla.
It's about
biggest electric car
too far
manufacturer
Belgium,
within
actually.
The next 10 years,
and obviously they're going to use
probably
all
the oldest racetrack
to achieve that.
World.
We might not see all of them
and,
here in the U.S.
Also, the longest.
You know, we do have the Volkswagen and Audi and Porsches here,
part
but
of it.
And in the
sadly,
other parts
I did not
of the world,
get a chance to drive
see
it,
but
Cupras,
I got to
ENIAC,
who knows what else,
go all around.
Anyway, that's
it.
Just
that little
and,
tidbit.
And
see
a
another
a
electric car that's making
race
a
from
huge
pretty much every turn on the
start
the,
is the
9 mile
and a car that we will be getting shortly. So. Is the Hyundai?
It's pretty cool.
Hyundai.
That is very cool.
Ioniq
5, I have a question.
Is,
are there still a lot of
SUV,
just regular cars on the road and
fully electric vehicles?
Were you
it looks pretty cool.
Involved in any?
Robin,
I know
sure
they're having some sort of lorry stoppage
it.
Today
of it.
Somewhere, but was there any indication
well
of anything
Europe.
Like that?
And I guess
and
we can
are the lorries still
well
diesel?
Here.
And you know, just speak of reality,
but
please.
The highlight of my trip,
the reality is there's still a lot of
diesel
vehicles in
a famous racetrack in the Eiffel.
And interestingly, even the Volkswagen Group, which
part
is
part of
which is
Germany,
it's about
not too far
fledged to go all electric by like everybody else.
2030.
This is probably the oldest racetrack
a lot of
world. The high end, the high performance,
also the longest race
vehicles in their
portfolio are still
a lot of them are still diesel.
Sadly, I did not get a chance to drive it.
Faster
Audi
are diesel powered.
Go
so
all
those,
around
those cars
it.
Are not going
anywhere
anytime soon.
1,000 kilometer
I think,
race from,
but the market is evolving because
on the
historically diesel
point.
Diesel fuel has been cheaper than gasoline.
It was pretty cool.
25%.
That is very cool. I have a question. Are there still a lot of just regular cars on the road? And were you involved in any? I know they're having some sort of lorry stoppage today somewhere.
And there's also a deterrent. A lot of cities
in Europe have banned older diesel
cars.
And are the lorries still diesel?
And even gas cars.
So speak of reality.
A lot of older cars are just being...
the reality is there's still a lot of diesel vehicles. Brussels, for instance,
Europe,
all of the German cities. And I think London
And interestingly, even the Volkswagen Group,
which is,
which is,
you know... So they're trying very hard.
Which has pledged to go all electric by, like everybody else, 2030,
2035. What did you see on the road in the form of electric?
Mustangs
over there. Did you see any of those, or are you seeing mostly Teslas,
are still,
as you have said before?
Yes and yes. Yes, I did see Mustang E's, and yes, they are selling. And
so
I think
those cars
fairly good
are not going anywhere anytime soon.
And I probably saw a bunch of little cars that are evolving. I have to admit, I don't even
historically
recognize anymore.
Diesel fuel has
been
cheaper than gasoline.
No, honestly, I did not see any Volkswagen
ID3,
and that is no longer the case. And yes, you still see a lot of Tesla. I mean, Tesla was the number
one,
you know,
like
was the first
one.
There's also a concern a lot of the cities in Europe have banned older diesel cars.
And
in Belgium, anyway,
a lot of older cars
huge fiscal advantage to go on hybrid or electric.
Brussels,
so even expensive cars like
Tesla, and I think London has,
are doing very well.
Regulations to that effect.
They have a huge tax break.
So they're trying
back
very hard.
Back to your opening segment here on the
Jay
Spanish.
Yeah. What did you see on the road in the form of electric cars?
Czechoslovakia. I gather the Mustang E is a Mustang
VW
over there. Did you see any of those? Or are you seeing mostly
ID3
Tesla,
and ID4 platforms,
as you have said before, rebadging and probably some interior designs?
Yes, I did see Mustang E's,
suspect,
and yes,
even though you probably
are
didn't get to look at the insides of them.
I did not, numbers. You're correct.
Okay. They haven't made the publications
that
I read over here in the U.S.
I don't even recognize anymore.
And I do want to get back to the
U.S.
side of things shortly.
But
there have been occasional articles about what's going on in Europe. And as I said, I think in the show while you were away, Europe always seems to be more advanced in getting these programs moving people towards
electric cars
faster than we are in the U.S. We're still fighting over whether or not
anyway, there's a huge
national
fiscal advantage to going hybrid or electric. So even
which I think
expensive
you think is going to happen,
Tesla,
and I guess I think it's going to happen
at some
point. Are doing
very well.
So to incentivize buyers here
break.
To move to electric cars faster than they might.
Back to your
opening segment here on the Spanish and the...
As soon as we finish this, I guess we can move on to what's going on here.
Sides of
the Nürburgring, you did not get
to basically
drive on.
I hope someday you're going to do it, because I'm imagining probably some interior
designs,
financial
requirements, or driver license requirements are for somebody from the U.S. like you, even though you're
a... No, the track is open pretty much when there's no
they haven't made the publications I read over here in the U.S.
The track is not rented out.
And I do want to get back to the U.S. side of things shortly.
Manufacturers actually have facilities.
Occasional articles
BMW,
about what's going
Tesla,
on in Europe,
Hyundai,
and as I said,
Mercedes,
I think in the show while you were away, Europe always seems to be more advanced
over the last
getting
10 years or so. Being
these programs
been a big
moving people towards electric cars
to claim,
faster than we are in the U.S.
In certain categories,
we're still fighting over whether or not we're going to have
a great
national
testbed for cars
tax incentives. Which I think you think is going to happen. I guess I think it's going to happen at some point. So that to incentivize buyers here to move to electric cars faster than they might if there weren't the incentives.
It's a place manufacturers want to be.
Right. As soon as we finish this, I guess we can move on to what's going on here. The Nürburgring,
you
did not get to drive on. I hope someday you're going to do it, because I'm planning on
that.
Do you know what
the
financial requirements or driver license requirements are for somebody from the U.S. like you?
No, the track is open pretty much when there's no racing per se on the track.
Two or three or four.
The track is not rented out to...
race cars,
semi-race cars,
they all have license plates on them because
they all drive them to the track.
BMW,
and those can be
Hyundai,
rented out for,
all have,
I think,
Mercedes, all have
like at 179 euros
track, because looking at a couple hundred
over
dollars.
Over the last, I'd say, 10 years or so,
it's been,
starting
it's
price
been a big
with
thing
a lot of,
for manufacturers
know,
to claim lap records
or things like
in
that.
In certain
but,
categories
yeah,
of cars.
Yeah, anybody can drive
around the track.
It sounds like an exciting, something exciting to do, almost like going to an adventure park and taking rides. I certainly would pay 30 euros
changes,
to get, do a lap on the Nuremberg if I ever got over
there. It's a very
there
old design.
Whether I want to rent a car,
manufacturers
might be more sporting than what I might rent as a general driver on a car. I don't know, but you've watched it. I've watched
it. Track is open,
and you're right. The manufacturers love to test their cars there. I'd like to pull our show back into the U.S. because
at a gate like you do in the parking garage,
have had recently the opportunity to drive the new Bronco, the big Bronco, not the Bronco Sport, which we've talked about as being a junior level Bronco,
that have
not
two or three or four, six
senior Bronco level. But I drove one about 3 weeks ago.
Semi-race cars. They all
for about half an hour
because they all drive them to the track.
I did not get on a parkway type or interstate type of road to test the higher speed characteristics, but I must say, driving around Fairfield County, which is where I was able to drive it,
with a lot of,
it was a Badlands edition, which for those who know these Broncos, is one of several types.
It sounds like an exciting,
which comes with certain
exciting
to do, almost like going to an adventure park and
level of equipment.
This one had the manual 7-speed transmission.
Do a lap on the Nuremberg if I
not
got over there
speed going up the ladder, but it's
whether I want to rent a car
C for crawl.
Didn't use that
more
because I didn't have to
than what I might rent as a general crawl
around.
I don't know, but I'm going to do just because of the traffic.
I was very impressed with the comfort level of the driving
comfort level
of this vehicle.
Full or show back
35-inch tires, which I would never get on any Bronco I might ever order.
The opportunity to drive the new Bronco,
but it had its doors off, so we drove around in
it was a soft top four door,
being a junior level
had
Bronco.
Had the 4-cylinder engine, which is varies
senior Bronco level.
It's
but I drove one about
turbo
3 weeks ago,
and you cannot get the
for about a half an hour.
The V6.
I did not
model
get on a
parkway type of interstate
the
type
seats
of
are comfortable,
road.
The traffic's
the
are fine,
speed
and
characteristics.
It's
but I felt
like
driving
power
around Fairfield County,
if
they can get the production going, and
able to drive it
fixed.
I drove in a blue one, which I love the color.
For those who know these Broncos,
yellow one running around Fairfield County,
one of several types of edition.
I'm presuming
pretty much that
most of the soft tops, which are the
level
most
of equipment.
This one had the
obtainable version of the
Bronco
right now because
the
of the
speed
hard
top
is really not a seven
issue.
It's going up the ladder, but it's,
you don't need to belabor it.
It's labeled C for crawl.
I
didn't use that,
so I've seen
on the road
around Fairfield County
Road.
It's going to be popular with
those Bronco
fanatics
like I once was.
I was very impressed
longer
the comfort level of
the
driving comfort
and
level of this
good luck
vehicle.
Ford.
It did not have
the other
35-inch drivers,
which
I would
never
get
on
any Bronco I might
almost
ever order.
Audi
but
Q3
it had its doors off, so we drove around in
a
few days
while
my cabriolet,
four cylinder engine,
cabriolet
which
was getting
very
dealt with
adequate
on a couple
it's
of issues.
Four cylinder turbo,
and the most
and you
interesting feature I'm finding that Audi has, and I don't know whether BMWs and Mercedes
but,
have them or not, but is these new driver
the
select
are
options.
The graphics
that you can
are
get
fine, and
it's going to sell like hell. And if they
performance
can get the production going
in
these tops fixed.
Suspension.
I drove in a
steering,
blue one, which I love the color of. There's
engine
a yellow
management
one running around Fairfield County.
Programs,
different types of drivers,
most of the
including
soft
one
tops,
called Custer,
which
most,
I did not have the ability
obtainable
to version
of the Bronco right now because
I
the
hard
I
don't
top
think
custom
issues that's been
is
going
one that many drivers
of Audis, BMWs, and Mercedes
are all
likely
soft tops
that I've seen on the road.
And, but
it's going to be popular with the Bronco fanatics like I once was.
They have dynamic.
I'm no longer fanatic,
and
but I certainly love the Bronco.
Another one I know is Ford. I don't know how they do it.
Good luck for Ford.
All
the other car I drove,
steering
which
feel
entirely opposite, almost
the
was,
engine performance
I had
situation
and
Audi
the suspension
Q3
feel to the car, and they actually do
a few days
different
well,
feels to them
as
cabriolet,
opposed to
my wife's cabriolet
was getting
that they do
dealt with.
The steering
on a couple
tightens
of issues,
up, stiffens up. I guess
and
I would say on the
interesting
Q3,
feature I'm finding that Audi has, and I don't
feel
know whether
the
BMWs and Mercedes have them or not, but is
these new driver select options that
you can get, you have to apply to the steering
for ride.
side
wheel
turning,
and performance adjustment,
and the transmission
or the engine
steering,
management changes,
so the downshifts
engine management
are quicker in sport
all
or dynamic mode,
programmed to different
suspension
types of
drivers,
firms
including
up,
one called
the
custom, which I did not have the
mode,
ability
one
to
of the
try and customize
my desire.
So
I don't think custom itself
what
is one that many drivers
feel
through
the
of Audi's BMW
pedal,
Mercedes
steering wheel.
To
the
try
accelerator pedal.
A draft. This is really an advancement for those
comfort.
They
who
have
want
dynamic
to buy a sporting type of vehicle.
Have,
because you can
another
buy
one I know is
sport.
I don't
all
know how they do it.
Different modes,
and you can dial in your
the steering
level of
feel,
desired sportiness to the vehicle you
the
have
engine
purchased.
Engine performance,
the
situation, and the suspension feel to the car.
And they actually
the other,
do have
area
different
that I
feel
want
to
talk
to
about
them
is
as opposed
control,
to
psychological thinking that they do.
Now,
the steering
form or another
in many of the vehicles, even
I would say on
lower
the
Q3,
designed to try to maintain
the resistance to the
speed of the car at your preset level.
Amount of force you have to
even
apply
when you're
to
going
the
downhill.
Wheel turning.
I'm not sure I like that as much, but
the Audis and the BMW
transmission
or the engine management
level
changes
apply
to
the downshifts
or the quicker in sport
or dynamic mode.
The Jeep Cherokee
suspension definitely firms up when you go out
try to
the,
apply
a
speed control
mode going downhill.
Oh, one of the
fourth virtually
mode,
the one of the modes is automatic.
So
they do it by trying to downshift the transmission.
What you're going to
feel through.
You
have 9-speed transmissions in Jeep Cherokee
and steering wheel.
The ones I'm most excited for, so I can't comment on others.
This is really an advantage
for those
slow
a vehicle
who
down,
want to buy a sporting
very,
type of vehicle.
Because you can buy
if you are going down
with all these
different
modes,
decline.
And you can dial in your
the engine's
level
revel
of desired
transmission
down to
the
vehicle you have.
But the transmission gearing
in
these
the
engine
cars
revving
and
such.
You don't really feel a lot
about is
engine brake
control
anymore.
Are all
now,
so definitely those
in one form or another in many
of your
vehicles,
even
that I've
driven,
lower level cars,
work, which
designed to try to maintain
this.
So that
if you set
speed
it at
50 car
at your preset
miles
level
an hour,
you're not going to go more than 56
even when you're
miles
going
hour,
downhill.
If that,
I'm not sure I like that as much.
The brake,
the Audis and the BMWs and the Mercedes and the
luxury
levels
apply
speed control through the braking system.
And you start down a steep hill.
Like
the
we call
Jeep Cherokee
Smithfield here in Salisbury,
which I have,
you will accelerate
all try
even with
to apply
the gearing trying
to slow down
the going downhill,
so
and it's virtually a useless situation.
They do it by
systems.
Trying to downshift the transmissions.
Jay?
But you have 9-speed transmissions in Jeep Cherokees, and
yeah,
this is the ones I'm most experienced with, so I can't comment on others. They do little to slow a vehicle down very definitively if you are going down a fairly steep decline.
Simple way, and I guess somebody tried that.
Engines rev a lot.
If
the transmission downshift,
if your car,
but the transmission gearing is such,
power,
and
you know,
the engine
and you're stuck on the side of the
revving
road.
Is such, you don't really feel a lot of engine braking anymore.
Because,
so definitely those do not work the way the European vehicles
on
that I've driven
cars, but on this
work, which actually has active brake applications. So that if you set it at 55 miles an hour, you're not going to go more than 56 miles an hour.
You know, towing the car for
going downhill with the
will actually recharge the battery
controls.
Off you go again.
But with a Jeep,
take it that
if you're going
problem
55
to
electric
start
vehicles
down a
with
steep
all
hill,
four wheels on the ground,
like
much
we
saw like
one Smith Hill here in Salisbury,
you will accelerate even with
the
gearing trying to slow down
cars,
the vehicle.
Correct?
So
correct.
That's
but
that
there was a little
asterisk
at the end of the article
cruise
saying
control
you know, something to the effect that I'm not sure you should be trying this. This was a little... funny thing.
There's been a lot in the news
something
about Tesla, which we always seem to bring up about their crashes they've had. I have decided that the problem with the Tesla self-driving mechanism is, my theory is
if
that
you,
they were not programmed to recognize the flashing lights on these emergency vehicles. I got to tell you, Jay, I know you agree, the flashing lights are just blinding. And I think maybe they were blinding the Tesla automatic driving sensors or whatever. Maybe that was part of the cause of them crashing into safety vehicles along
the
way, as opposed to just general cars. Tesla has
makes
since,
it that, you know, towing the car for a short
out
distance,
sent out a update to their systems, at least on the Model 3.
I've taken the Model Y. I didn't see
to tow electric vehicles with all four wheels on the ground,
to
much
fix
like
that,
you can
remedy that
with automatic transmission cars and
the
safety vehicles flashers, correct?
Correct, but there was a little asterisk.
It just goes to show
the
that these self-driving programs
to
are not
effective.
Yet
I'm not sure you should be trying
110% fail safe. Yeah, that's probably one who will probably
there's been
never
a lot in the news
a,
that
I may never have
an electric
car, bring up about
or a self-driving car,
but I'm never going to take my hands off the wheel. I hope I'm not going to take my eyes off the wheel.
Problem
so
that
I would Tesla find myself
crashing
into
self-driving
mechanism
is
my theory
issue.
Is that they
or another
were
issue
not programmed to recognize
and
undetect the flashing lights on these emergency vehicles. I got to tell you, Jay, and I'm sure you agree, the flashing lights are just blinding.
Go ahead,
Jay. And I think maybe they were blinding the Tesla automatic driving sensors or whatever. Maybe that was part of the cause of them crashing into safety vehicles along the way as opposed to just general cars. Tesla
has a long list of cars, and some are just irrelevant, but there are a few
sent out
an
update to their system, at least on the Model 3 and the Model Y. I didn't see
Ford
it with the Model S to try to fix that, remedy that defect in recognition of safety vehicles flashing lights.
A Ford Fusion Active, which is actually
it just
the
goes to show that these self-driving programs are not
steroids,
yet
so they're going to jack it up 110%
fail-safe.
An Audi All-Road or a
I
Outback.
Am one who will
and
probably never have. I may never have an electric car or a self-driving car, but I'm never going to take my hands off the wheel. And I hope
Mazda
I'm not going to take my eyes off the wheel, so that I would find myself crashing into something because of that particular issue or another issue that may come up and been undetected in the programs that they're trying to make fail-safe.
So the Mazda 6 has been.
So
the
go ahead, Jay.
Before
we do safety tips, did
you
have one of the
things or a Honda Accord? I had I came across and this is not a brand new
numbers
list
anywhere close
of
to
cars coming in
Honda.
Out between now
but
and
the car will be a rear-wheel drive
car,
some are
just irrelevant, but there are
a few cars that I thought
and
were
an inline
six-cylinder engine, very much like
a
BMW.
Phases out.
And
the
Ford
Fusion
pictures I saw of it looked pretty cool.
And
so
the
upscale midsize sedan
seem like they're going to be coming out
for Europe. Yes, only
a Ford Fusion Active,
for
which is
only
actually the European
coming out here
wagon.
Oh, really? Okay,
on
I haven't seen it.
So
in
they're going to jack it up
to
look like an Audi All-Road
we're getting close to closing.
Subaru
Outback. Before you go to safety, Jay, I just have a general idea that.
And that's scheduled
I think there are
going to
be a lot of car sales of
Honda,
special models that are getting sold here between now and the time that fossil fuel vehicles disappear from the production lines of most of the manufacturers.
It's coming out with a new Mazda 6 in 2023. Which
I know electric is exciting.
The Mazda 6
is obviously all the performance features of electric vehicles
comparable to a Toyota Camry or
equal
or a Honda
exceed
Ford.
Also, the performance, many of the performance
in numbers,
features of the
close to
high
Toyota's
and
Honda.
Sporting cars,
but the car will
like
be
Ferraris and the like.
Rear-wheel drive platform with optional all-wheel drive.
I talked to some car aficionados.
And inline six-cylinder engine,
like
very much like
the fossil
BMW,
fuel
so
engine sounds and that kind of thing.
Pictures
and
I
while
saw
probably they could be implemented in electric cars.
There are
going to be a lot of people that are going to want to have a fossil fuel car
for Europe
only.
No, coming out here in the car.
Oh, really?
Garages.
Okay, I haven't seen it in
for
some time to come, even after 2030, 2035.
We're getting close to closing. Before you go to safety, Jay, I just have a general idea that
I think there are going to be a lot of car sales,
electricity,
electrification of
models
that are getting sold here between
now
and the time that fossil fuel vehicles disappear from
fuel
the
lines of
production lines of most of the manufacturers.
Sure. And to that effect,
I know electric is exciting.
All cars are going to be.
It is obviously going to be a lot of people who want to have gasoline powered
or
even diesel
powered
electric vehicles
meet
equal or exceed most of the performance, many of the performance features of these high. And
I know
sporting cars.
I know you don't have time to go to safety, but I would just say, Jay, don't disagree. He is Robin Leach. He is Jay DeMarkin. This is Car Keys.
The fossil fuel engine sounds and that kind of thing. And while probably they could be implemented in electric cars, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to want to have a fossil fuel car in their car garages for some time to come, even after 2030 or 2035, when many of these manufacturers think they're going to be all electric. Would you agree, Jay?
Sure.
So there are going to be sales like between now and the electrification of all these models, quite briskly on these remaining fossil fuel lines of these vehicles.
Sure, and to that effect,
any cars, all cars are going to be. I think there are going to be a lot of people that want to have gasoline powered or even diesel powered cars if diesel survives the push to eliminate it.
Diesel's got a great future. Don't get me started.
I know, you love it. Anyway, safety.
I know you don't have time to go to safety, but I will just say, Jay, don't disagree. He is Robin Leach. He is Jay DeMarkin. This is Car Keys.